One of my goals here today is to leave you with a few ideas, a few concepts under the law that will help increase the chances that we can keep our mutual debtor out of the foreclosure process. There are a few concepts on the POA side of the law that I think lenders and or their lawyers can utilize to help keep our mutual debtors out of the foreclosure process. We are often chasing, we are usually chasing the same debtor, the same property, because our debt is secured as well. And so at these crossroads, we certainly perhaps have the opportunity, maybe not in every instance, but in some instances where it makes financial sense to work together to keep debtors out of the foreclosure process. And just an overview of the major 3 points I'm going to hit today. First and foremost, a discussion on lien priority and POA subordination. Not all POAs are subordinate to mortgages. There are some instances where POAs are senior to mortgagees, but usually the case is we are junior to purchase money mortgages and or first mortgages. There's a pitfall in there when you're talking about first mortgages. I'll expand on that later. I'll also discuss when a POA provides notice to mortgagees of the foreclosure or the debt that is owed. There's a mandatory statute as it relates to single-family POAs, permissive statute as it relates to condominium POAs. And there's also a right of redemption for both single-family POA foreclosures and condominium POA foreclosures, where I think a mortgagee being involved can help put the debtor back into the property. But first, as Tommy has kind of alluded to, we do have to discuss some preliminary matters, has to do with nomenclature. POA is used throughout several chapters in the Texas Property Code. I'm going to hit the major ones that are applicable today. We'll start with 202 of the Texas Property Code. I refer to this as the umbrella chapter that relates to POAs.